This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9. Bent Notes is our weekly jazz program going to air each Sunday night.
Another part of the fun of jazz is that this year's Stonington Jazz Festival is going to see a brass band battle. Now, that battle is looming at the Melbourne Bowling Club between the Immortal Horns and the Horns of Leroy, a night of raucous New Orleans-inspired brass band entertainment. From the Horns of Leroy, it's my pleasure to welcome to the studios of Joy 94.9 trumpeter Travis Woods.
Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's our pleasure to have you in studio, Travis. Who's Leroy?
It's a very common question. We like to keep it a little bit mysterious, and if you know who Leroy is, that's a little bonus. If you don't know who he is, you just only have to do a little bit of research into New Orleans and you'll work it out.
This is a band name that you guys have come up with in honor of Leroy.
It's not a tribute or anything like that. It's just a name, really. Really, we love Leroy, but it's just a name.
Why is there a need for a band like the Horns of Leroy?
It's a very good question. I mean, look, we definitely feel a niche in the scene, in the jazz, and also just the music scene here in Melbourne, Australia. We're so lucky that we can just turn up pretty much anywhere and everywhere at any time of the day, and play our music acoustically. We don't have any amplification or anything, and every situation we're in, we always have a great time and bring a party and get everybody involved. We're a very lucky band to be able to do that.
It's not everyone who can just pick an instrument out of a case and go playing.
Yeah, that's exactly it.
Although the sousaphone's not quite as easy to do that with, but it makes for a beautiful sound.
Yeah, and a bit of a comical laugh as well.
Festivals and venues, which do you prefer?
We can't choose, you know. We love playing at festivals. We're lucky to play at some jazz festivals. We're lucky to play at music festivals like Falls and Hills Are Alive, things like that, where we get to play to our, you know, our age, our people of our demographic. And, you know, then we get to go and play jazz festivals to everybody else, from little kids to older people. The music's so well received. That's a great thing about the band. We just turn up everywhere and anywhere and play, you know.
What do you think it is about the music that makes it so well received?
It's just fun. There's a lot of energy in the band. There's a lot of energy in our sound. It definitely does take people by surprise, and you know, it's just joyful, cheerful music. You know, we like to bring a party and, you know, make people dance and have a good time.
Are there particular influences that have driven the band, the Horns of Leroy?
Yeah. Oh yeah, definitely. I mean, look, there's a lot of brass bands in New Orleans that, you know, guys like the Rebirth Brass Band, Hot Eight. Then there's a whole bunch of younger bands around there as well that are definitely influences of us. But we're also very influenced by the trad jazz scene as well, in terms of, you know, Alan Brown, Hoodangers, those kind of guys. And then also a lot of the funk and soul, you know, Marvin Gaye and, you know, Beyonce. We play Beyonce songs in our sets, you know. Like, we take everything from anywhere, and it's good to turn heads, you know.
We've just had Adam Rudiger in studio talking about his Bowie project, where he's taken the music of David Bowie and he has jazzed it up or reinterpreted it in his own jazz style, a great way of reimagining music. Mm. Is that what the Horns of Leroy do with the likes of Beyonce?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, for us, it's just the songs are a vehicle for us to just... we've got a certain energy, we've got a certain style that we bring to all of our music, and for the listeners. And those songs, like, you know, the Beyonce songs, they're quite simple, so it's easy for us to adapt to our sound. And, you know, it's just nice for people to recognize the songs, you know. The old trad songs are great, but it's also nice for someone to be able to turn their head and go, oh my God, they're playing Beyonce.
Is that an intentional focus to grab the younger listener?
Yeah, sure. I guess so. I mean, I would hope that the guys in the band like the repertoire.
The other members of the band, you've got yourself playing trumpet.
Mm-hmm.
Who else have you got?
Ben Harrison, as I just mentioned, on trumpet. James McCauley on the trombone. Nick Peach on the trombone. James Mustafa on the sousaphone. Daniel Berry on the snare drum. And Tim Clifton on the bass drum.
Wow. Mm. What a lineup.
Seven of us.
You can make a lot of noise with that lineup.
Oh, yes.
Mm. And obviously you're going to be making a lot of noise at the Battle of the Bands. But let's have a listen in the meantime to Fellow Tone here on Joy 94.9.
If it's tired, boring music you're looking for, you've come to the wrong station. Joy 94.9.
This is Bent Notes on Joy 94.9.
Definitely not straight.
Where you're listening to 2 hours of jazz, as you do every Sunday night on Joy 94.9 between 7 and 9. I'm David Moyle, and tonight I've had a number of guests in studio, including at the moment Travis Woods. Travis, how hard will the band be going at this battle of the bands at the Melbourne Bowling Club on the 22nd of May, a Friday night?
Yeah, I mean, that's a good question. I mean, look, egos will be flying. Let's just say that. But, you know, we're not going to treat it as a battle as such. It's more of a meeting of two bands. And
Okay.
You know, there will be some trades. There will be some. There will be a bit of an all-in blow at the end. But it's just going to be a lot of fun and just everyone going hard.
So a couple of individual sets and then everyone up there together.
Yeah. So there's Immortal Horns will do a set, maybe 20 minutes, half an hour. We'll do one after them. And then we're going to sort of trade off. They do a song, we'll do a song, then do that for a little bit, and then we'll do a little joint blow. It'll be
It sounds like it's going to be music not to be simply seated for.
No.
I think the audience is going to be up on their feet.
I'll personally make you get up and dance. I'll call everyone out.
Fantastic. Travis, thank you so much for joining us tonight. If anyone wants any information, we can go to the stoningtonjazz.com.au website. The Brass Band Battle, the Horns of Leroy and the Immortal Horns is on Friday the 22nd of May, 9 o'clock at the Melbourne Bowling Club. Thanks so much for coming in, Travis.
No worries. Thanks for having me.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.